The New York State Senate is expected to soon announce a date for a hearing on how the Cuomo administration handled drinking water contamination in Hoosick Falls. It comes as new studies out this week show more harmful effects from exposure to the chemical PFOA on mothers and their children. Karen DeWitt reports.
The study, summed on by Harvard researchers and published in leading journals, look at a class of human-made substances known as highly fluorinated chemicals. Those include PFOA, used in the manufacture of nonstick coatings on pots and pans, as well as fabric protectors, and found in the water in Hoosick Falls and other towns in eastern New York. Arlene Bloom is with the UC Berkeley-based Green Science Policy Institute.
These chemicals, they basically never break down, so they stay around for millions of years. And there's been a lot of research showing health harm from these chemicals. Several kinds of cancer, high cholesterol, obesity is all associated with exposure.
Two papers by Harvard researcher Philippe Grandachin look at the effects of PFOA on the immune systems of children. He found that very young children exposed to the chemical have a reduced immune response to vaccinations. And he found that as the children grow older, they have other problems as well. Bloom explains.
Have more colds, they have more gastroenteritis or stomach upsets. His study a number of years ago found this was true of 3- and 4-year-old children, and now he's looked at the same group of children and found that this response persists into adolescence. So this is a very long-term response, and a lot of it starts in utero.
The other study found that women with high levels of PFOA in their blood could not breastfeed as long as women without high levels, indicating some kind of hormonal disturbance. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.